Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners get ready. What you gonna do? 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 You better get your house in order. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come right back on this evening, a word from the Lord. I hope and pray that all was well and continually to be well in your family circle. I feel so good on this evening. God has just been moving by his spirit. I'll tell you, saints of God, I'll tell you, God is just an awesome God, not just because of what he does, but who he is. That what makes him just so awesome is because of who he is. And I'm so delighted to be able to come into your work area. I am so delighted to be able to come into your living space. And I do thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. And I just want you to get your good seat on tonight, because I come to bring you the divine word of truth. And I just hope and pray that, like I first stated, all is well with you and yours. Hallelujah. And you had a beautiful day, whatever your itinerary consists of today, that your day was really a great one. My day has been a busy day today. I have been a cleaning lady on today. So I'll tell you, I've had a really rewarding day, maybe you could say, because I guess it is rewarding, you know, when you can do some of the housework that, you know, you have not been able to do. So, you know, I just count it all joy, you know, because that's just a part of life here on earth. And so, but in all, I just tell you, my day has really been a beautiful day. I've been hearing testimonies from my daughter and different family members of how God has just been, you know, just moving by his spirit, as I first stated in the beginning of the program. And so I'm going to be with you tonight, 30 minutes on the clock. And so we know now that the clock is yet ticking away, and so we're going to acknowledge God, because at the beginning of our program we've implemented prayer, and so, you know, I want to include God in every single thing that pertaining to me. And so I'm just asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we acknowledge God on this evening. Father God, we come with a grateful heart and sovereignty of your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for sibling us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly planet is not our home. Hallelujah, God. But that you have prepared and lying in wait or in reserve for those of us that are living according to your will, according to your way, and according to your command. You have prepared in reserve a mansion. And it's not just any mansion, but it's a mansion like any other you've ever witnessed in all of your life. And so until you crack those clouds, one of these historical days, we'll be coming and we'll be going as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you and the pardons, hallelujah, of their iniquities. Father God, I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty, marvelous, matchless name. And we shall all, as peculiar people of God, shall say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I have had my lines open into the studio. It's been ongoing now for a couple of days, and I'm just so excited, you know, to be able to interact with my audience. And so don't be shy. You know, I'm just a loving woman. I talk, you know, kind of, I don't know, maybe rowdy or whatever, but deep down within, I have the love of Jesus. And I love you just like you're my daughter, my sister, my brother, my mom, my aunt, my uncle. I love you just like Jesus has instructed me to love you. And so don't be shy. You can call in and speak to the host, and that's me. And I'm going to run our numbers across the message board. And our numbers is 646-200-3074. That number again, 646-200-3074. We welcome your calls. We welcome your comments. And if you have any prayer requests, we would just ask you to call in at the conclusion of this program. And the old ship of Zion would be more than just heart delighted to pray with you on your prayer petition. Hallelujah. And so we are now going to go on into our scheduled program. Hallelujah. And I want you to just get close to your radio dial. I'm going to try to speak clearly as I can sometime. I get kind of tongue-tied at times, but, you know, with the help of the Lord, I'm intending to just bring the divine word of God as Jesus has given it unto me. And so our sermon on tonight entitled, Witness from a Wheelchair. I'm going to say that one more time. Witness from a wheelchair. And I'm reminded about a lady that she had placed an ad in a local newspaper. And her comment was, if you are lonely or have a problem, call me. I'm in a wheelchair and I seldom get out. Hallelujah. We can share our problems with each other, she said. Just call and I'd love to talk. And beyond her wildest dream, the response to that ad was surprisingly had encountered 30 calls or more every week. And what motivated this woman to reach out from her wheelchair to help others in need? She explained that her paralysis, she had been perfectly healthy, but as she encountered a deep despair, she had tried to commit suicide by jumping from her apartment window. But she fell, and it left her paralyzed from waist down. In the hospital, she was utterly frustrated. She says that Jesus said to her, you've had a healthy body, but a crippled soul. So from now on, you will have a crippled body, but a healthy soul. And as a result of that experience, she surrendered her life to Christ. When she was finally allowed to go home, she prayed for a way to share God's grace with others. And the idea of the newspaper ad occurred to her. And I'm telling you on this evening, as encouragement, each and every believer can do something to help others. And that is if you are in a wheelchair, you're bedridden, if you might have an amputated leg, maybe one amputated leg, some you might have two amputated legs. But if you have use of any of your extremities, then you can still be of an assistant in God's vineyard. Hallelujah. And we know that you can be limited as maybe by sickness or old age or disability. We know that we can still pray and we can call and we can write no matter what our condition is. We can be effective witnesses for Jesus. Hallelujah. And we know that only after talking to God about people, then we're ready to talk to people. Hallelujah. About our God. And God wants us to be witnesses, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, how God loves each and every individual on planet Earth. God has not overlooked anyone. It doesn't matter what you have done in your life, in your past life. It does not matter one iota to God. God loves you just as you are. God, do not discriminate. He loves us the same equal. Equality. God loves us. And so, I just want you to look up. I want you to be encouraged on this evening. Because I come in to encourage on your heart on this evening. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I am also reminded that whenever I meet a Christian, hallelujah, for the first time, I am interested in learning how he or she came to trust Jesus as his or her Savior. We know that each person has a different story to tell. Hallelujah. But they all testify that they learned the truth because of the effort of others. And we all know that we weren't born with Christ down off in us. The Bible tells us that we was a sinner. And not only was we a sinner, but God's word declared that we were born in sin and we were shaped in iniquity. So we come out of our mother's womb in sin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we know that their parents and their pastors and Sunday school teachers, and whether you was among a Bible club leader or friends or writers, someone that had rightly observed that the body of Christ grown through an unbroken chain of teachers. And we know that in today's scripture, we learn that Timothy became a believer. And he became a believer through the influence of his grandmother Lois, and also through his mother Eunice. And we know that the teaching of Paul in 2 Timothy 1 and 5 and 2 and 2, we're told that the apostle told Timothy to become part of that change and commit these truths to a faithful man who will be able to teach others also. That's verse 2. We know that the faithful men Paul had in mind were probably church elders. Yet he was expressing a principle that applies to every believer. We've had to receive the truth from someone. So we know that we heard the truth through someone passing out tracts on a street corner, witnessing. Someone coming at our door with a pamphlet. Maybe we went to church. Someone offered to carry us to church as a guest with them. And we was told through a minister, a pastor, an elder, a deacon, prophet, a prophetess. But we know through some change that we was told about God in some way through someone. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And so, like I said, that we had to receive the truth from someone. Now, it is our gracious privilege and our solemn duty to transmit that same truth to others. And we can just tell God, God, thank you. Hallelujah. And think of yourself as a link in the living change that it extends from the time Jesus lived on earth to the present. And we must keep that chain strong by telling others about him so that the gospel will reach to future generations. Hallelujah. Give me a passion for souls, dear Lord. A passion to save the lost. Oh, that thy love were by all adored and welcome at any cost. We know that the good news is meant to be shared. God do not want us to lock up the gospel of Jesus Christ, but God wants us to share his gospel. God wants us to share his gospel with others, the lost. God told us to go into the world and preach my gospel. God wants us to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the lost. That's what God wants us to do. And when we do that, we'll be doing as God has commanded us to do. Because this is our assignment. And the lost cannot, will not know the true meaning of God unless we share it aloud. May it be, like I said, through brochure, pamphlets, the Bible, internet, audio, word of mouth. We are to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And like I first stated, our sermon on tonight is witnessing from a wheelchair. So you are a witness from a wheelchair. And I know that there are a lot of wheelchair recipients that be in races to win for a common cause. And so we should be just that jubilant to be in a hurry to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost world. Hallelujah. Because how will they know unless we tell them about Jesus and his love for mankind? Not only mankind, but womankind. Because God had made man. And then God decided that, hey, it's not good for man to be alone. So God decided that when he put man in a deep sleep, he removed one of his ribs. Then he created woman. So God is a lover of man as well as woman. He loves us equally and jointly. Hallelujah. And there's an old saying, actions speak louder than words. It's still true. We find out that much of our community is nonverbal people. They hear us by paying attention to our gestures, paying attention to our facial expressions, paying attention to our body department, paying attention to our vocal intonation, paying attention to are external indicators for our internal attitude. They help us to understand the truth messages. We are communicating as we relate with others. And we find out that more often than not, others will be more impressed by what we do than by what we say. And as Christians, we must expect that others will read us as living documents. This is what the scripture means when we are encouraged to be living epistles. When people read about our body language, they should see the movement of the Holy Spirit in and through us. We need to be sure that the actions of the Holy Spirit are visible in our nonverbal communications and in our actions. Hallelujah, as well as in our verbal communications. By letting the Holy Spirit complete the perfect work in us, we are allowing the hand of the Almighty to write upon the tablet of our spirits. Each person who comes in contact with us can read what the Holy Spirit has to say. People can be saved and their lives can be changed because of what you might say over a seal ward. Because they are inspired to learn about the Lord through reading the living epistles of our lives, of our letters, of our written by the Holy Spirit. And it might say, hallelujah, God dwell here. I have changed this vessel from within so that this life is a clearer reflection of the Lord Jesus. The color of skin, gender, and nationality no longer matters. The emotional scars are healed. The past evil has been used for good. Life, liberty, love, grace, and forgiveness, peace and joy remain in this person. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you on this evening that this is possible even for you as well. So come get to know me, sincerely, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And before ending, as I first stated earlier, in the program, if there is anyone out there in my live podcast digital audience on tonight, if you have any prayer petitions you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you are more certainly encouraged to call into the station. And our number on the message board is 646-230-74. We welcome your calls. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for you, you, and you that were able to tune in on tonight. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you are certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal, Digital, Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondents. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. And until we meet across these friendly skies and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. And we will allow these selections to bring our program unto its closure. Till we meet again across these skyways and highways. Again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
Thank you. Thank you.